I would like to know what happens if the 5 years, you know, based on the model of the MA17 trial, what is next if somebody has been on an aromatase inhibitor?
Yeah, I mean, what is happening in the ATTACC trial, for example, after 5 years? We were slow on that. We were really slow. And it was about halfway through the, you know, about after 2 or 3 years, we thought, what we'll do is re-randomize at 5 years. And then it would have taken 2 years to get that protocol through. And by the time we got the protocol through, people would have had a gap, a big gap, between the end of the aromatase inhibitors and starting on a new protocol. So we haven't done that. So what we're asking in the ATTACC trial is that women don't go on to anything else. We can't stop them, of course, but we say, well, there is a gap now for most women between the end of the treatment and whether you would start anything else. So we said, well, please don't start on anything if you can. But, of course, that's getting a bit more difficult with time. But we want to see a pure result if we can.